This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free and join us right here. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Bun.
And Daryl.
And we're going to go right into your calls and thoughts. Then more about Venezuela, the crackdown on guns, and the somewhat open border. We'll tell you about that here in moments. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And then if we had the chance, the story about Ross Ulbricht, or actually an update on his case, specifically about the DEA agent who was busted for multiple felony charges of corruption. But first, we go to Ricky in Pennsylvania. Go ahead, Ricky. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, and good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm sorry to say I heard the bad news about Brother Weedman. I got in a little late, but, you know, what I wanted to try to
say. Just for the listeners who are just tuning in, you're referring to New Jersey Weedman, who had his Weedmobile seized and destroyed by Trenton police. It's absolutely terrible story.
It sure as hell is. See, Ian, you know, maybe everybody can kind of take a listen here. See, I know Jersey. I used to live real close to New Jersey, so close I could smell it. Now, the fact of the matter is, thank you, Daryl. Well, I was born there. Hey, another story.
All right.
Not in Jersey, but close. Anyways, I was born here. Now, see, what happened with Jersey Weedman couldn't happen here. In fact, if this happened here, he owned New Jersey, not that anybody wants it.
Why? Was there civil asset forfeiture reform or criminal asset forfeiture reform?
Oh, even better. Check it out. Now, here's what happened. Now, this wouldn't happen here, and I'll tell you what he'd have. See, first of all, under the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, 1968, the first thing that was violated is Section 1. That's his inherent rights of mankind, and of which he has the right now.
Yeah, but constitutions have stuff like that in them all over the place. I mean,
in
New Hampshire,
you know what?
Hold on, Ricky. Here in New Hampshire, they've got statements about, you know, your right to was it the Fourth Amendment here in New Hampshire to the Bill of Rights, which is basically, as I understand it, your right to conscience. Where if your conscience dictates, you should be free to do it so long as you're not violating somebody else. Basically,
Part 1, Article 3 says that, absent the government providing protection of your rights, any rights you surrendered is void.
Right. So, I mean, you can argue all these things in court, and they're just going to laugh at you.
And according to the Institute for Justice, Pennsylvania gets a D-minus for its civil forfeiture laws.
So, sounds to me, Ricky, like Pennsylvania is just as bad as New Jersey.
If I may, Ian?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So
just poking holes in you. That's all. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I don't mind you poking me. But here's the thing. Here's the difference. If you look, since you have it up there, Daryl, pull up the Constitution and check out Section 12. Now, I'm going to tell you what this is. First section that was violated was Section 1. The next section that was violated is search and seizure, including destruction of his property. That's a direct violation under 8. Now, here's why this is important. It's pursuant to Section 12 and 25 and 26. I'll explain that. This is how you make these guys take a crap.
Section 12.
Simply, hold on. Let me
explain. Hold on. You asked me to pull up Section 12. I'm going to read Section 12. No power of suspending laws shall be exercised unless by the legislature or by its authority.
Yeah, what's that have to do with this case?
That's the first part.
Not a damn thing. It means the legislature can suspend whatever they want to.
Ricky, stop making stuff up, dude. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I do. Let me finish. Hello?
Here you are.
Oh, I thought you hung up on me. No,
not yet. Nope, we would say thank you for the call.
Daryl? Hello?
Yes.
Okay, in 1968... there was a constitutional amendment created. Now, take a look down at Section 26. Now, 25 was first. They added 26 in 1968. Check out 26.
Is he at least right about that fact,
26
Darryl?
Says, neither the Commonwealth nor any political subdivision thereof shall deny to any person the enjoyment of any civil right, nor discriminate against any person in the exercise of a civil right.
Well, civil rights are different from rights, though, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Yeah,
they're
they not. Are, Ricky.
They're not. Let me finish. Section 25. Read Section 25.
To guard against the transgression. Do you want
25.
Me to read it, or you want a monologue?
No, you can read it.
I'm going to get the monologue. Go ahead.
To guard against the transgressions of the high powers which we have delegated, we declare that everything in this article is expected out of the general powers of government and shall forever remain inviolate.
Right. Now, let me explain both of those. Now, Section 25 has been there ever since 1776 on July 23rd. Now, in 1968, because of the way that people were playing with things, just like the Constitution of the United States of America, which we threw away a long time ago, there was a constitutional amendment created in 1968 for 26. Now, the reason why they did that is if you read the amendment that's noted, I use the copy from the legislature, 1874, with the amendments in line. Now, if you read the amendment, what that says is 26 was added, but 26 has been moved to its current position, which was where 25 was. And 25.
Is this one of those constitutional conspiracy theories, like that, the 13th Amendment wasn't originally this and that, and so they changed it?
Hey, I was just on the phone with the congressman's office.
Well, you're full of it, Ricky. I mean, look, thanks for the call tonight, man. I mean, we obviously proved you were wrong about what you were saying there. Most of what you just read, Darryl, has nothing whatsoever to do with the rights of the individual. Civil rights is different from actual rights.
Right.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, maybe I'm going to define this not quite correctly, and please correct me if you think I'm wrong about it, but my understanding was civil rights was always something that was sort of a privilege granted by the state. Not the idea of, like, the right to free speech or the right to defend oneself. Like, those are the pure kind of negative rights. But civil rights were something that was more of a state creation.
Is that according right to I just did a search for this, and according to Cornell and their legal dictionary on their website, they say a civil right is an enforceable right or privilege which is interfered with by another, gives rise to an action for injury. Examples of civil rights are freedom of speech, press, assembly, the right to vote, freedom from involuntary servitude, and the right to equality in public places. And I think what most people think of when they hear civil rights is that last part, the sort of the last two parts there, the freedom from involuntary servitude and equal access to public places.
Interesting. Okay, maybe it was civil rights versus civil liberties. Maybe that's what I was thinking here. There's a story at findlaw.com. It says that it's important to note the difference between civil rights and civil liberties. The legal area known as civil rights has traditionally revolved around the basic right to be free from unequal treatment based on certain protected characteristics like race, gender, disability, etc., in settings such as employment and housing. Civil liberties concerns basic rights and freedoms that are guaranteed, either explicitly identified in the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, or interpreted through the years by courts and lawmakers. So they say it's the civil liberties include freedom of speech, right to privacy, the right to be free from unreasonable search of your home, the right to a fair court trial, the right to marry and vote, whereas civil rights would be unequal treatment based on protected.
When you get sentenced to like probation or parole, they take your civil liberties. You don't have any.
Exactly. Well, you're basically a complete ward of the state.
Mm-hmm. And I could see an argument under certain situations where freedom of speech, press, assembly could be civil rights. If there was some sort of thing of, we are going to filter for content and who is having the assembly to determine whether we give the permit, and courts have ruled you're not allowed to do, like government entities that give out permits for parades, they cannot discriminate based on content or who is doing the parade.
Toll-free number tonight. You can join us and bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Sometimes we'll take your word for it. Sometimes we'll check your claims. It's Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-5479. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-5479. 1-800-939-5479.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallet. IDStronghold.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vniinc.com/prohealth. That's vniinc.com/prohealth.
Earthquakes, political chicanery, extreme weather, impending financial doom. If you haven't gotten prepared, you're just not paying attention. You need emergency food, and you know it. You'll get the most emergency food for your money from Ready Supply Foods. Companies with patriotic names try to sell you 5 or 6 soups, some pudding, drink powders, and rice, but have only half of the calories you need to survive. You really want to try and live on that? Ready Supply Foods sells 23 delicious entrees with none of the empty calories. Enjoy stroganoff, pasta alfredo, primavera and marinara, chicken a la king, Hawaiian sweet and sour, and vegetable rotini. Those are just a few of our amazing menu items. You can buy from the other companies and eat like a peasant, or buy from Ready Supply Foods and eat like a king. We sell you twice as much food for the money than most companies, and it's much better food. Surviving a disaster is hard enough without worrying about starving to death. See how much more food you can get for your money at ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You may join us right here toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything Bitcoin related. You can get help buying Bitcoins or choosing a Bitcoin wallet, read the latest news, or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can find places to spend your Bitcoin or play online games with the cryptocurrency. It's the source for all your Bitcoin needs and news. Bitcoin.com. As we go back to your calls and thoughts, we've got Jack. He's in Santa Rosa, California. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Jackie.
Oh, Jackie, I apologize about. There was an I after that K. I thought it was Jack and then an exclamation point. I couldn't read it. Sorry.
Not actually spelled J-A-C-Q-U-E. But anyway, my question is about Venezuela. So I don't buy that the Venezuela crisis is due to pure socialism. I think that it also had its foundations in the fact that they had a dictatorship and that they had bought into that oil would be their biggest export, and they simply stopped doing any other kind of work other than the oil. And when the oil prices started to dip, so did their income.
So are you suggesting that socialism had nothing to do with the collapse in Venezuela?
No, I'm not suggesting that it had nothing to do with it. What I am suggesting is that it was not the only thing. I mean, it wasn't just socialism that brought them down. It was, there was a catalyst behind it that also brought them down.
Well, socialism was a huge factor, but you're right. There are other factors that played in, but socialism made those worse. So, example, you brought up the oil thing, and there's no doubt that the fall in the price of oil hurt the economy in Venezuela. No doubt about that.
Right, but especially considering that the oil industry in Venezuela was run by the state.
That was the point I was going to be making there. The fact that the state nationalized at some point the oil there, and the socialism, which is where the state runs industry directly, socialism doesn't work. Centralized price setting doesn't work. Centralized command and control, doesn't work very well at all compared to the marketplace setting prices and deciding how to
exchange rates of currency that have been set by the state at a very subpar level.
Yeah, that's, I think, one of the biggest factors, the fact that the state set the exchange rate at one U.S. dollar to 6.3 bolivars. And by the way, it's the strong bolivar, the Bolivar Fuerte, which was introduced, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago or something like that. So they'd already had a bunch of inflation of the old bolivar, and then they brought the strong bolivar in to try to fix that, which, of course, you can't fix it by, renaming the currency or
whatever. Back in 2008, so 8 years ago.
Yeah, so many years ago, they brought the strong bolivar in. So it was one U.S. dollar to 6.3 strong bolivars. They finally upped it to 1 to 10, which is nothing, because by the time they changed it from 1 to 6.3 to 1 to 10, the black market rate was around 700 to 1,000 bolivars per U.S. dollar. Wow. So just to explain further what that means, it means that if somebody wanted to sell products in Venezuela that were coming from outside of the country, which a lot of products in Venezuela that were sold were imported. So they're importing toilet paper. This is, the classic example, pallet full of toilet paper. If, Bud, you're the toilet paper salesman and I'm the businessman in Venezuela who wants to buy a pallet full of toilet paper from you, you're going to tell me, no bolivar, por favor, necesito dólares. Because you want dollars. You don't want bolivar because nobody wants bolivars. Nobody in the world market is going to take a bunch of bolivars off of your hands.
Right, and we even talked about how bad it is to where the Venezuelan government cannot even pay the people that they're contracting to print the bolivar fuerte.
That came out this year. It had gotten really bad this year. But so if you want to sell a pallet full of toilet paper, you have to sell it to the person for dollars. But if I'm a legal business person, I can't, on the up and up, buy them from you with dollars because I have to use the bolivar. I'm forced by the government to use bolivar. I can't take bolivar into a bank in Venezuela because of government rules. I can't take the bolivar into the banks and say, oh, I'd love to turn in 10 bolivars per dollar, because the government knows even though they don't acknowledge the black market rate, they know the black market rate exists. And again, right now, if you check dollartoday.com, there's a great website that'll actually show you what the current black market rate is. And it was, last time I looked, more than 1,000 bolivars per dollar. So if you could go into a bank and exchange 10 bolivar for $1, everyone would do it, right? And then, you know, the black market, then they go out and get the black market rate for it. But the government doesn't want that to happen, so they won't allow it to happen. So you have no way of turning the bolivars into dollars unless you do it in the black market. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you aren't legally buying the pallet full of toilet paper. They'll put handcuffs on your wrists if you, you know, you get caught doing that. So as a result, you can't find toilet paper in Venezuela. And then you can't find chicken. And then you can't find rice. And then you can't, because nobody's going to sell you anything. You can't get anything in this country unless it's on the black market now. And so all of these socialist policies are what have really drawn that country down, and it has aggregated, or rather aggravated, the problems that you've identified, like the oil situation and more.
And when they switched from the Bolivar to the Bolivar Fuerte back in 2008, they set the valuation to where 1,000 Bolivar was worth one Bolivar Fuerte.
Oh, my God. I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah, it was 1,000 to 1.
Wow. So that's my answer, Jackie. Your thoughts?
Yes, and I agree with you, but I do not agree that socialism in of itself, without the other things that happen, like the government controlling everything else.
But that's what socialism is.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Socialism is an economic order where the government runs industry. Basically, the more government is running industry, the more socialist your country is. Also, forced wealth redistribution is pretty common in socialism. So there still are some private companies in Venezuela, the few that, you know,
are
bravely trying to keep their doors open. But many of them have been nationalized by the country's government, which means taking them from, stealing them from the hands of the private owners and then just taking them for the government's own use.
And the ones that are, you know, nominally private are being told by government actors, you must sell these things below cost so that people can buy groceries that you actually don't have in stock because you can't afford to buy anything. But what you do have, you have to sell below cost.
Which means you're going to go out of business. Because
okay,
if you keep selling... Go ahead.
From what I understand, socialism is an economic system, correct?
Generally, yeah.
Okay. And so their political system was more of a dictatorship.
Well, there's an opposition party.
It's an economic system tied to a political system.
There's in the Venezuelan government, there is an opposition party. So it's not just, you know, one guy who's in charge of everything. He seems to be a dictator, but he technically isn't, in that someone could run against him and has, but ultimately they haven't been successful at unseating him. Although there is a recall petition that is sort of working its way through the system there right now. Maduro is trying his best to stand in the way of it, but he's not a dictator in the same way as a, you know, a classic dictator would be.
He's not a dictator the way that Fidel Castro was a dictator.
Okay.
Hey, good call, Jackie. I appreciate you calling with the question, and thank you so much for making it tonight here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There was recently a seizing of the Pilar warehouse, and the government is going to turn it into some sort of a housing complex.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London.
Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. Bud's going to tell us about a controversial fundraiser that we've set up. Some people are outraged. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. It's Ian, Bud, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Venezuela crushing thousands of guns. We were talking about the economic situation there and the socialist policies that led to all of this. You can, of course, bring up anything that's on your mind. Also, because people are basically starving in Venezuela, the government has seen to it to actually allow people to cross the border for temporary periods of time in order to go shopping. We can give you an update on that here as well. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Sarah's in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes. You know, I just wanted to mention that, did you know the election day in Australia is actually a holiday?
Did you know that elections in Australia also are mandatory?
Yeah. She knows.
Well, the thing is that you have to pay $20 for somebody else to decide for you, like they do in America, like 90% of the...
What?
90% of the voters, they all want somebody else to do it for them.
What you're saying is that they'll charge you if you don't go and vote.
That's called a fine, which is what they do if you wind up violating a law.
What happens if you don't pay the fine?
I have no idea what they do over there.
Well, guess what? When you don't pay a fine with the government, they'll put you in a jail cell most of the time. You think that's what should happen to people who don't vote?
$20 is like reasonable. It's like two.
I didn't
questions.
Ask you that. I asked you, do you think people should go to jail who don't vote?
Well, not so much, but you know what? Why should they make everybody else decide for them? That's a lazy cop out attitude.
Maybe
you know,
they don't care. Maybe their viewpoint is, you know what? Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton, it doesn't matter who wins because we're going to get screwed.
Or perhaps they feel they're perpetuating a system that doesn't benefit them.
For sure.
Or they're, partaking in something called civil disobedience, which is where you decide to violate an unjust law.
On purpose.
On purpose. I've had people question me, mainly Ernest Hancock from freedomsphoenix.com. He asked all the time, Daryl, still voting? Yeah, Ernie, I am. You want to know two ways to get Daryl to not vote, Ernie? He's like, yeah, tell me. Said, all right, so you either get a statute passed that says if voter turnout is below X, the results are void, and then I'll encourage people not to vote so that the election results are void, or if you make voting mandatory, I will not do it as an act of civil disobedience.
Out of principle. Thanks, Sarah, for your call tonight.
So that's probably why some of the people in Australia and Mexico and the other couple dozen countries where voting is mandatory don't vote, is they're committing civil disobedience, and I applaud them for doing so.
Our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. The Venezuelans crossing the border again. Story from Reuters.com. Government employee Jose Lara this month used some vacation days to take a long scenic bus ride through the verdant plateaus and sweeping savannas of southern Venezuela. But the trip was anything but a holiday. It was a 36-hour grocery run. Lara took an overnight bus and then a pickup truck to get across the border to neighboring Brazil to buy food staples that have gone scarce in Venezuela's crisis-stricken economy. Can you imagine driving 36 hours just to get some food?
I could not imagine driving, and I've lived in places where I had to drive 30 minutes to go to a grocery store, and
that's
ridiculous.
Workers can't even enjoy, and this is a government employee, workers can't even enjoy vacation anymore. Look where I am, buying food for my children, said Lara, age 40, who was preparing to load 30 kilos or 66-pound packages of rice and flour onto a bus to complete a journey that takes close to 36 hours. Venezuelans seeking to escape their socialist economy's dysfunction are flooding into the remote Brazilian town of Pacaraima in search of basic goods that are prohibitively expensive or only available after hours in line in Venezuela. Shoppers have been coming for months, primarily from the industrial city of Puerto Ordaz, already a 12-hour bus ride, but lately they're also arriving from even more far-flung regions across the country. Venezuelans spend hours in supermarket lines. Many increasingly complain they can't get enough food to eat three meals per day. Low oil prices and massive debt servicing costs have left the country without foreign exchange to import goods, while price and currency controls have crippled domestic companies' capacity to produce locally. President Nicolas Maduro says the government is the victim of an economic war led by the United States. Yeah, that's right. It's not their fault in Venezuela. No. They're just the victims of something the government in the U.S. has done to them.
Hold on. So you said that they're leaving from Puerto Ordaz to go to Brazil?
Yes, primarily, which is a 12-hour bus ride.
Right. I'm looking at a map of Venezuela. Puerto Ordaz is a good ways from the Brazilian border. It's up by Guyana City, which is...
Well, there's a lot of forest in between there.
Lot of forest between there, and Puerto Ordaz is a lot closer to the coast than it is to anything else.
Now, I had thought they had opened the Brazilian border, but apparently it was never closed. Under pressure from local residents after Maduro shut the western border with Colombia in 2015, Venezuelan authorities allowed several temporary openings for similar shopping excursions in July of this year. Colombia last month halted those trips after more than 100,000 people crossed in a single weekend. The pictures were incredible. Just the people, imagine just thronging masses of people that are trying to get across this border. Yeah. There were bridges that so they were all kind of bottlenecked mm-hmm. in there. It was person, like shoulder to shoulder, neck to neck. So many people just trying to feed themselves. In Pacarema, known to Venezuelans as La Linea or The Line because it's immediately across the border, cramped shops are now piled high with sacks of rice, sugar, and flour. Products piled to waist height stand at the entrance of convenience stores, auto parts shops, and even a farm supply store. It's good business, but the price of everything is going up in Boavista, said Mauricio Macedo, age 26, who works at a family business that sells artisanal decorations such as clay figurines, but for 3 months has been primarily focused on food items. Hey, you know, when the market's calling, you get out of the clay figurine business and you start selling food. Venezuelan regulations require that staple products be sold for a pittance. A kilo of rice is set at the equivalent of 12 cents, but obtaining goods at those prices requires waiting in long lines that are increasingly the site of robberies or lootings. That leaves Venezuelans relying on the black market, where the same bag of rice fetches the equivalent of $2.20. In Pacarema, the sugar and rice sell for about 40% to 45% less than what they would cost on Venezuela's black market, and that discount is worth it despite the cost of the trip. Shoppers usually take a 12-hour overnight bus ride from Puerto Ordaz to the town of Santa Elena de Yaren. They then travel roughly 15 minutes by van or pickup truck to La Linea. They spend the morning and much of the afternoon shopping, then head back across the border to catch another overnight bus. So, like, up here in Keene, New Hampshire, there's a bus service called Thomas Transportation. If you listen to the radio, you'll hear their ads. Like, they'll get a bus together of people to go down to Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut, or a bus full of people together
to see the Red Sox or something.
The Red Sox, or even go to New York City to Times Square. I've heard all these advertisements just like, oh, the luxury of living in the United States, where you can just spend $70, sit on a bus, and then go and spend more money shopping, you know, for a bunch of crap you don't need. Whereas these people are spending, you know, whatever amount of pittance of savings they have to take a 12-hour-long bus ride in the middle of the night just so they can spend a day getting bags of grain so they can bring them home and cook something for their family. Mm-hmm. And it's just absolutely horrible.
Yeah, our first world problems don't seem so bad.
Absolutely. Definitely keep things in perspective here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, there's some controversy swirling around your fundraiser, bud. We haven't talked about the fundraiser yet, so we're going to do that on the way here in moments. 855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. You can join us here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Also, our Skype username is lrn.fm, and this is Free Talk Live.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson. Like 60% of you, I'm not impressed by the two-party system. It's a dinosaur. It's outmoded and no longer reflects today's America. Two-party politics doesn't work, and it hasn't worked for anybody but itself in decades. If we the people are wise, we will never again elect another president from within the entrenched, corrupt, co-opted two-party system. The office of president should serve the needs of everyone equally, with respect and with fairness. I did it as governor, I'll do it as president. Google me. 60% of you have said you want another choice in 2016, and now you have one in me. We the people have a chance to do something in 2016 that may not come around again in our lifetimes. We have a legitimate chance to elect one of our own to the highest office in the land. Give me your vote one time and see what a difference one election can make.
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. With you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian, and Bud.
And Bud. And Daryl.
And Bud's and joining Bud. Us, and Beryl and Bud, and
Bud.
Maybe you join us here at 855-450, free Skype username lrn.fm. Changing gears into this fundraiser that was kind of my idea. I don't remember exactly how it came up, but Bud, you've been on the show a few times as a, kind of a guest host.
That's true.
And I don't know if we've really gotten deep into Buddhist philosophy on Free Talk Live with you, but I think we've talked about some theological or spiritual matters when it was you and Cody and I that were hosting the show.
Yeah, that was a good show.
You are a practicing Buddhist.
Yes.
How many years have you been doing Buddhism?
Well, I've been practicing mindfulness meditation for about 7 years now.
Okay.
And what is mindfulness meditation?
Mindfulness meditation is meditation that gets you to be aware of your surroundings, and not just your surroundings, but more towards introspection. Be aware of your thoughts, be aware of your emotions and how they interact with not only yourself, but the world around you. And when you learn that, you know, your thoughts and perceptions really create the way you perceive the world, then you know you can then let them go and let them do what they will. And to be mindful is to be able to do that at any point in time. Obviously you wouldn't be able to do it if you weren't paying attention to doing it, but it's practice because it's very difficult to be mindful all the time. So
right, only a true master would be able to do something like
correct.
That. And, of course, the Buddha did achieve that level of enlightenment at the point at which he was under, what kind of tree was it? I don't remember.
It was a Bodhi tree.
A Bodhi tree. And he found that level of enlightenment, and then he came back into the world and continued on. But also,
now, I've got a question, and this is totally out of somewhat ignorance, in like the pure dictionary definition. Haven't there been several Buddhas?
Well, yes. There was the Buddha who was Siddhartha Gautama who sat under the Bodhi tree. But he said that there would be thousands and thousands of Buddhas throughout time. A Buddha is just somebody who's become enlightened and realizes,
correct,
you know, oneness with the universe. And so plenty of Buddhas, but only one called the Buddha.
Okay. The original. But it wasn't ever supposed to be a religion where Buddha was worshipped as a god. And
right, I knew that.
Right. Not everybody knows. Some people, I guess there's a certain sect of Buddhists who've sort of gone in that direction, but
they do more towards the ceremonial stuff, and the Tibetan Buddhists lean more towards that. And, you know, but different sects of Buddhism have different approaches, and it's
Do you have
great.
One that you like more so than?
More Theravada than anything.
Theravada. That was one of the more popular ones, if I'm recalling correctly.
Yep.
So we
actually have a Theravada monastery about 20 minutes from here, so.
Which you've spent some time at.
Yeah. Yep. I go there pretty often.
Doing lots of meditation.
Lots of meditation.
Long meditations.
And cooking for the monks and getting to be mindful with them.
And so when you started coming, you and I have kind of known each other off and on for a few years.
Yeah, quite a while.
Used to come around the 420 celebrations way back in the day. I think that's probably where I met you for the first time.
I think it was, yeah.
Was through Rich Paul, who's one of our former co-hosts here on Free Talk Live. And so you've been involved here. You've started doing some meditation classes next door. And it didn't take long before folks asked you about the tattoo on your arm.
That's right.
Which appears to be a swastika.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it definitely does appear to be that. But
I asked you about it like, okay, this guy has never given any kind of indicator that he is in any way racist or anti-Jewish or bigoted or anything like that. Not to say those things are uncommon in New Hampshire. I mean, New Hampshire is a very white place, and I think that's one of its few downsides, is that there's not much diversity in this place.
And diversity. Diversity is a good word because, you know, diversity would be one of the main reasons why I approached it that way, because if you're comfortable with something and you continuously perceive it as something you want to continue to experience, then you're not going to institute change. If I'm able to put something on my arm that's abrasive enough to make you get out of your comfort zone and perceive things from a different sort of perspective, then I feel I've done my job. Because it's that box that you're stuck in. And the fact that it was a swastika that I used is sort of, you know, multifaceted, because the swastika, as it's perceived today, is very abrasive, and people get super salty over it. Well, they don't
it
really
goes
understand
back way
right,
further.
Right, they don't understand the history of the quote unquote swastika.
It's really an ancient symbol, and it's not just associated with Buddhism. But I mean, a quick Wikipedia search will show you Hinduism and others.
And so the Germanic people, the people who you could refer to as Anglo-Saxons or Germanic people. Or the Vikings, you know, the Nordic people, well, they read and wrote in a language called Futhark. It's a language of runes. And, the younger Futhark, which is a form of the text, has symbolisms with it, symbology. And so they use what's called the sun wheel, which is a swastika, but it's meant to represent a cross in motion for eternity, forever and ever, an experience that never ever ends, as the sun rises and the sun falls and rises and falls and rises and falls, never ending, perpetuating forever. So to be able to put that on me was a good idea because of that, you know, because I want people to be able to look
at
something.
Or so you thought.
Right. So I want people to be able to look at something and go, wow, that's pretty messed up. Can I ask you about it? And I say, yes, well, let me tell you about it. Come here, sit and smoke with me and we shall converse. And I found out, you know, it's really not the people who you know, are open-minded enough to want to ask questions. It's the ones that are so closed-minded that they assume.
Oh, and
that,
yeah.
And that they think that, you know, oh, well, it's on the side, so it must be a swastika from the Nazis or something like that. But, you know, a lot of people don't realize that Hitler used a lot of pro-Germanic things to get the people to follow him.
Mm.
For instance, the SS symbols, which are part of the Futhark alphabet. The Vikings or the
he appropriated these symbols
correct,
for his own benefit. And unfortunately, what you're saying is people see it, and while it was your intention to have it be a conversation starter, and maybe it has been in certain instances.
Oh, it definitely has been.
We asked you about it.
Mm-hmm.
But as you pointed out, there's people who will not ask you, and they'll just figure, oh, he's one of those.
Yeah, he's super
he's
racist. You know,
whatever.
You know, don't go near him because he's bad news.
And you can't blame them for that. You
right,
really
and
can't.
I really can't. And I don't because, you know, they're within their own perspective and their own experience and they're doing their thing and they're welcome to do whatever they want in their own, you know, experience.
So we came up with a fundraiser to try to raise some money because you don't have a whole lot to your name. Basically.
Right. No, I really don't.
You spent some time in prison and you've got a different life now than you did, you know, many years ago.
Right.
But, you know, after that, it's been hard for you to get back on your feet, as it tends to be for people who've been prison.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you're struggling a little bit and you certainly don't have a few hundred or a couple hundred bucks or whatever it would cost to do some cover up work on this tattoo. And I think it would be a good thing because, as you pointed out, it can be hard to get a job. It can be hard to, you know, even talk to people with this tattoo on. So I came up with this fundraiser over at GoFundMe. It's GoFundMe.com/, and I titled this, Not a Nazi, not hyphen A hyphen Nazi. And the idea is, hey, let's raise a few hundred bucks for Bud, and, you know, he'll get this tattoo done. And then anything that's over and above the amount that it would cost to cover up the tattoo will go towards the Buddhist Mindfulness Center that you're helping.
That's correct.
So I have two very important questions.
We've got time for one.
Well, they're both very short answered questions. Do you have a tattoo artist lined up, and do you have a design in mind?
I do have an artist lined up, and I do have a few concepts that I've drawn up. There's a few different things that could be done with it, but once I find out exactly, you know, what works best with it, and, you know, I'll post pictures and concept art. And
maybe stuff. Another night we'll talk more about the controversy, because some people are mad about this.
Oh,
it's been shared dozens of times already. So far, only
almost
one.
I think I like 60 or 70 shares now. Something like that.
Only one contribution so far. If you want to contribute, GoFundMe.com/not-a-Nazi. And this is Free Talk Live. We'll see you tomorrow night.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.